Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're talking about the secret prompts that professionals use with ChatGPT for image generation in 2025. I can't wait to hear about these tips. Right? I mean, have you ever tried to generate an image and wondered why yours looks like something out of a weird 90s cartoon? Oh, definitely. I once asked for a picture of a business meeting and got this bizarre image of people with three arms. It's so frustrating. You're not alone in that frustration. A lot of users are struggling with vague outputs and unexpected deformities. In fact, a study showed that 73% of beginners complain about strange details like that. Wow. So what's really going wrong when we use ChatGPT for image generation? The main issue is often how specific your prompts are. When you tell ChatGPT, make me a picture of a cat, it's sending a default prompt behind the scenes that might not match what you're imagining. This can lead to random results. So it's like letting the AI guess what you want instead of giving it clear directions? Exactly. And when it guesses, it can create those strange details. We really need to speak the language to fix this. Interesting. So how do we get more photorealistic images? One way is to use anatomical constraints. Instead of saying photo of a man, you could say something like a portrait of a man with flawless human anatomy, 5 fingers per hand, and symmetrical features. It sounds silly, but adding those specifics can reduce deformity errors by 82%. Jordan, 82%? That's a huge difference. What other keywords should we use to improve the quality? Alex, great question. Here are some keywords that can help with photorealism. Include camera settings like shot on, Sony A7R IV, or 85mm lens, and lighting cues like golden hour or Rembrandt lighting. These terms help the AI treat your request more like a photography assignment. That makes sense. And it sounds like there's also a technique called chain of thought prompting. What's that about? Yes, instead of trying to cram everything into one prompt, you can have a back and forth with ChatGPT. Think of it like working with a junior designer. You discuss ideas, right? So start with a detailed prompt asking for a DALL-E 3 image and then refine it based on the output. So, you basically review what it generates and make adjustments as needed. Exactly. This method has shown to provide much more consistent results. And since you can see which part of the prompt caused any issues, you can fix it easily. Wow, that's a smart approach. Now, if someone is trying to use these prompts for branding, how do they keep their style consistent? That's crucial. If you're part of a company, you can set a style ID at the beginning. For example, you could say we're using a minimalist style with specific brand colors. Then for every image, you just remind ChatGPT to stick to that style. I love that idea. It saves so much time too. I heard that companies like HubSpot have improved their brand consistency by doing this. Absolutely. They reported a 78% improvement by following structured prompts. And it's not just companies. Individuals can benefit too. What about the comparison between ChatGPT and Midjourney? Is there a reason to stick with ChatGPT? Many users ask that. Midjourney is great, but can be complicated, especially if you're using Discord and need to remember specific commands. ChatGPT is more user-friendly. You just talk to it. Plus, I've heard that younger users especially love the convenience of generating images directly from their mobile devices. That's right. In fact, 42% of ChatGPT users are under 25. It's all about that smooth experience. Now, if someone gets an image that's close but not quite right, how can they edit it without losing their mind? You can use the Select tool to highlight the part you want to change and make simple requests. For example, if there's a banana in the image, just say change this to a smartphone. But keep it simple. Don't overload the request. Smart tip. So it's best to tackle one change at a time. Exactly. And a pro tip for text and images. It's often better to generate the image without any text and add that later with a design tool. It keeps everything looking cleaner. I love that. And speaking of design, mastering these prompts can actually lead to job opportunities, right? Yes. If you can drive these tools well, you're in demand. companies report productivity gains of up to 75% using these tools. It sounds like there's a lot to gain by mastering this tech. What do you think we'll see in 2026? I think we'll see even more integration. You might be able to say, make a marketing campaign, and the AI could generate everything from images to copy. But until then, mastering prompt structures is key. It's exciting to think about. So as a final takeaway, what's the best way to get started? Alex, try using specific phrases when you prompt. Instead of saying make a dog, say something like photo of a golden retriever running in a park, shot on 85mm lens, f2.8, golden hour lighting. You'll see the difference right away. Fantastic advice, Alex. Thanks for sharing all these insights. Alex, no problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.